We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There will be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sports, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And we start the show tonight honoring a legend.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Yep, the Kansas Comets. Gale Sayers died. He was 77. His dazzling moves and breakaway speed made him such a dangerous runner, one of the best. And that earned him Hall of Fame honors after playing just 68 games because of injuries. He was a star to many, and some called him one of the greatest, if not the greatest, running back of all time. And his career was cut short from an injury. He was an All-American running back at Kansas. He played three seasons there, 1962, 63, and 64. And in that time, 2,675 yards, 18 touchdowns, and he averaged 6.5 yards per carry. He was drafted by the Chicago Bears, who then selected linebacker Dick Butkus the same year. And boy, what a combo there. He set an NFL rookie record with 22 touchdowns, 14 rushing, 6 receiving, a punt return, and a kickoff return. Those are the stuff, those are the things that we talk about on the field. But Gale Sayers was much, much more than that. And joining me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Tom Hendrick. Tom Hendrick called KU football and men's basketball from 1961 to 1967. He took a break and then came back to calling Jayhawks hoops from 75 to 83. And over his career, which spanned college, high school, the pros, He called more than 650 football games, 2,400 basketball games, over 2,200 baseball games. Tom, thanks for joining us. When you first heard the news about the passing of Gale Sayers, what went through your mind?
Well, complete sadness, because Gale Sayers was a guy that is the greatest running back I ever saw. And I remember the first time I saw him was a freshman game against Kansas State. KU had the football on third and long, and Kansas State played an eight-man front. And they pitched the ball to Gale, and he was so fast, I was doing the game on the radio, I couldn't keep up with him. And I still remember looking to the side to see head football coach Jack Mitchell. And Jack Mitchell was over there and said, "Do you like what you see?" I said, "He's the greatest back I ever saw." That's the first time I ever saw him. I'd heard the coaches talk about him, but boy, when I saw him even that first time, my jaw just dropped. No, he was the best.
You were perhaps maybe one of the first people to recognize that, because coaches will say all the time, "Hey, we're bringing in this kid and he's going to be really good." But boy, you got a bird's eye view of him that first time and knew it right there, which many of us then got to see throughout the years, not only at Kansas, but then with the Chicago Bears. What type of person was he off the field? You obviously knew him very well.
Quiet, very quiet, wanted to be successful, stuttered a little bit because he lacked confidence, but he was one of those guys that always wanted to be great. In other words, I can still see when it's 105 degrees in Lawrence, Kansas, he would go up and down those stadium steps by himself just to be the best football player he's ever been. The other thing about him I also admired, he never smoked, he never drank, and because of that, he said, "I don't want to curtail what I'm going to do and be successful. If I do those two things, that would simply be dumb." You asked me the first time I saw him, actually in a varsity game. KU's playing TCU. We're at home, and they ran a pitch to the right side to Gale Sayers. It went for a 17-yard gain. It should have been an 80-yard touchdown. The night before, it rained a lot in Lawrence, and he lost his footing. He made one of those super cuts he always made. He could have scored an 80-yard touchdown the first time he ever touched the ball. No, he was the best I ever saw.
Did you stay in touch with him after he'd left Kansas and through his career with Chicago? And I mean, his career was cut so short. And, you know, I mean, we talk about great men, and we tend to just focus on what they did on the field. But how did that affect him when his career came to an end at the age of 29?
Well, the amazing part is, how do you make the Hall of Fame in 5 years? Only Gale did that. Yeah. His first year, he got 21 touchdowns. He got 5 touchdowns in one game against the San Francisco 49ers. He and I are watching highlight films of the Bears that first year, and he and I are watching it, and we were talking about a wet field. And I remember he made a great comment to me. He said, "Tom," he said, "I'll take my chances on a wet field." I said, "I guess you will. You got 5 touchdowns against the 49ers. Now, he was a remarkable guy because he wanted to be great. He was willing to pay that price. When the Bears lost him with that knee surgery after his third year, he went in 3 times during the day and at night to make sure he could play within 8 and 10 months. He's the only guy to do that. Gale was a superhuman being, and the thing I like best about him, he really thought a lot of college education. And when he come back to Lawrence and talked to groups, the only thing he would stress, he said, "Work hard, follow the rules, get your college education." Because I'll tell you a story about him. I had him in class his sophomore year, and we're sitting in my office. And I said to him, I said, "Now tell me about these 5 microphones." And somebody called. I had to go do an interview. It happened to be for CBS. And I came back and said, "Okay, now why don't you tell me about those 5 microphones?" And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and it's a look I've never seen before or since. I said, "Okay, I'm going to ask you a legitimate question. I need an honest answer. Can you read and write?" He said, "No, sir, I can't. Would you teach me so I won't be like my dad and tear up a knee and have to work for $75 a week polishing cars?" I said, "You bet I will." I said a little bit stronger than that.
Yeah.
And then I called his coach, Jack Mitchell, and I said, Mitch, I'm going to take the kid under my wing. I'm going to get him eligible. That's what you want, but I'm going to teach him something. Well, the best part of this whole story is the fact he later got a master's degree at Kansas. And I'm more proud of him on that than ever was anything he did in the football field. And as I've said, the greatest coach I think that ever lived was Paul Brown. When I was up doing the Cincinnati Reds, I went to practice 3 days a week. And one day we're talking in his office. I said, okay, PB, tell me who the two best running backs you ever saw. He didn't even blink. He said, my man Jimmy Brown and your friend Gale Sayers. And I said, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I don't think, Tom, I don't think a lot of people knew that story that you had helped, that you had helped Gale. And you were an educator, and you put that first more than anything else. What was it about him that drew you? And obviously, you're an educator, you want to help, but what was it that you saw in him? Or did he say something that you said, you know what, I need to help him. I'm going to help him achieve his goal.
Well, and Gale was just such a remarkable guy. He wanted to be great. He was willing to pay the price to be great. And when I saw that, and I just always had a soft spot in my heart for the guy because he and I connected from the first time we met. And matter of fact, I was to be his agent. He wanted me to be his agent after senior year. And I said, Gale, I can't do it because I said, that's a conflict of interest. I do the KU football games and teach at the University of Kansas. On Sunday, I do the Kansas City Chiefs, but that's a conflict of interest.
I don't want to get sappy about it, but, you know, he told you he wanted help because he didn't want to get stuck if he ever blew out his knee or got injured. And he did. I mean, do you sometimes think that, you know, sometimes things like this happen because he's an example for other people? You know what I mean? You know where I'm coming from? I mean, he kind of saw that or said, I don't want this to happen to me. And he goes and gets his master's, and he could have had a 20-year NFL career, but he did get hurt. Yeah. It's like he had that vision.
What I remember when he said that to me, I remember the facial expression. And as he told me the words, there were tears in his eyes. And I got news for you. There were tears in my eyes. I said, my goodness, here's a kid that's a great person, and he's going to be cheated in education if somebody doesn't come in there and do something about it. I just happened to be the agent. He's the one that made it happen. And he came to my house on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 3, we read from a first and third grade primer. Now, technically, since I'm the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks at the time, that was a violation. You know what? I'd have gotten the best attorney I could have, and I'd have fought the NCAA every step of the way because that kid just needed somebody to help him. He helped himself. So I give all the credit to number 48 in Kansas, but number 40 with the Bears.
Well, I think a lot of us have tears in our eyes after hearing that. That is well said, Tom. Thank you so much for coming on the show and being with me.
Bill, happy to do it. I still, of all the football players I ever was around, my 2 years that he was, actually 3 years he was a star of the ball game, I did play-by-play for KU. I never sat down because something exciting was going to happen, including that 283-yard football game he had against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, the junior, which was then the all-time Kansas rushing mark.
I could talk to you for hours.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're kind, Bill.
Well, we appreciate having you on. All right, we're going to break down each of the five games. At least as far as I know, we're having five games this weekend. It's finally going to happen. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
We're on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Remember, you can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. So we're going to, I've got a bunch of hot takes. We'll preview each of the games. And I was going to go in chronological order, but I want to start, because I've got my fingers crossed, that Baylor is going to get a football game in. And I thought we were there last week. We had John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, on. He was ready to go, and then we find out on Friday that it's a no-go 22 hours before the game. And I texted John, and I was like, dang, man, I am so sorry for you. And he said, yeah, it was a bummer. He goes, especially because it happened so late in the week. He said it was tough. Athletic director Mac Rhodes was disappointed with the words used by Houston head coach Dana Holgorsen. Rhodes, on a press conference earlier this week, said that he was not happy and he was going to express his unhappiness with the Houston athletic director over what Holgorsen said with the cancellation, the late cancellation of the game. In case you didn't hear, this was the press conference from Dana Holgorsen.
You know, I don't know how it gets to 22 hours before the game. You know, we've had four games canceled, so we're kind of used to that. How it gets to 22 hours before the game, I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why our conference and the Big 12 test three times a week. So, you know, I would think that our opponent kind of knows where they're at, just like we kind of knew where we were at, you know, to the point to where it gets 22 hours before the game. We got five buses out there. We got hotels lined up. We got our equipment truck parked. You know, having to tell them that was disappointing. Okay. So we got back to work yesterday and, you know, it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be upset. But you can't hang on to it like that. So we buried it.
Well, he buried it. Mac Rhodes didn't. And he certainly took exception to those words. Now, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate. All right. They were in contact. And Mac Rhodes explained, look, we did our early testing. Everything was fine. We got to Wednesday and it was, you know, a little iffy, but we were still okay. By the Friday testing, we knew things were not good. So listen, you could, to play devil's advocate, what I mean by this is Baylor or any team, you could start to play mind games. And maybe I'm looking a little too deep into this, but just bear with me for a second. What if you're talking with the other school and you're just trying to get a little bit of a psychological edge on them? You can say, you know what? I don't know, man. We're kind of hurting. Look, I give you full disclosure. We're hurting. I don't know if we're going to make the 7-4-1. That's a little iffy. I don't know if we're going to have the 53 play. I mean, it's close right now. It's close. And you keep going out with this. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. We're going to hang in there. All of a sudden, you kind of lull your opponent into this, perhaps a false sense of security. And then you spring it on Friday. Yep, we're ready to play. We're ready to go. I mean, I don't know. Again, maybe I'm looking way too much into that. But I really believe that Mac Rhodes is looking at this, and whether it's close or not, you're still looking at, okay, hey, we're preparing for the game. We're still ready to go. Because you don't want to, inside your own locker room, you don't want to be saying, guys, we're not sure a little bit. I mean, you want your players focused on, hey, we're playing. We're going forward with this and we're playing. Well, the final testing day is Friday. So Coach Holgorsen, Houston, any team, they've got to get their equipment over to the stadium. Holgorsen, you know, it's shared on Twitter this picture of the semi-trailer from Houston in front of McLean Stadium. We're not playing. So, I mean, you're not going to find out on Friday. Okay, yep. All right. Hey, yeah, we are good to go. We're ready to go. Okay, yep. Load up the truck. Let's go. Let's get the equipment. Or we got to get... I mean, you have to make the plan. So what difference does it make if you feel like you're left in the dark? Because you could have a team telling you, again, this is where I go back to this devil's advocate thing of, you know, it's not looking good. We're kind of being kind of touch and go, wait and see. And then, boom, you spring it on. Yeah, okay, we're ready to play. Because then you'd be, as an opposing coach, you'd be like, well, what happened? I mean, you were making it seem like this wasn't going to happen. Now you're telling us we're playing? All right, well, now we got to get ramped up. So, I'm not banging on Holgorsen for his comments. But I think all it is just a sense of frustration. And everyone's frustrated. They've had four games canceled. Baylor's had games canceled. I understand. And they'll be taking on a Kansas team that obviously struggled. They struggled big time. We already know what happened against Coastal Carolina. They've had a couple weeks to work on that. So, from Baylor's standpoint, you know, I got to try to be a little diplomatic in this. But this is a great way for Baylor to start. I mean, you're taking on the team that was picked for last in your conference. That's great. So on the KU side, to Colby Williams, tied his 2019 season totals in receptions with 4 in the first quarter of that game against Coastal Carolina. And he finished with a career-high 7 catches. So he was stepping up on the field after the game in the locker room. He was stepping up as a leader.
We was in the locker room. Like, a lot of the players, like, head was down because, like, you know, obviously it was, like, a tough loss. But, like, I was just telling them, like, don't let that game identify us. Like, we're better than that. It was our first game. You know, it's been a long season, like a long off season, because we were practicing, not practicing because of the coronavirus and stuff. I think they kind of took the message as in, okay, I see what he's saying, and like that we're not gonna we're not gonna just put our head down because, you know, we lost the Coastal. We're gonna still work hard, and we're gonna go out there and we're gonna, you know, fight for the next game.
All right, so that one is 6:30 on ESPNU, Kansas and Baylor. All right, and then let's look at K-State and Oklahoma. The Wildcats upset the Sooners 48-41, a huge game from Skylar Thompson last season. 213 yards, ran for 4 touchdowns. It was the only regular season loss for the Sooners. But head coach Chris Klieman said on Tuesday that Thompson was absent from all of the team's practices last week and didn't do much during that bye week, had to heal up.
He didn't do anything last week other than rehab and things. He did practice yesterday, and I thought he felt really good. So I'm confident with a week of practice that he'll be at full strength for Saturday.
Well, he got dinged up in the loss to the Red Wolves. He was fighting for the goal line in the second quarter, took a hit. He landed on his helmet. He stayed in the game. But some have been questioning. There were a couple of them, and I think it was certainly in the second half, might have been in the fourth quarter. He kind of misfired on a couple of deep passes. And some were saying, hey, was he dinged up enough that it really kind of affected his play? He said, yeah, I think so.
I definitely didn't feel like my normal self moving around, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be good.
You know, and that it kind of reminded me when I go back now and I hear that he was kind of rehabbing. It reminded me of Charlie Brewer for Baylor in the Big 12 championship game against OU. He took a pop and then came back in and tried to attempt a pass. It was just off the mark with his pass. It was ugly. Now, it didn't look that bad for Skyler. There were some tough seam routes that he was trying to hit. But you just wonder. I mean, you hear him say he wasn't feeling right, missed on some of those things. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting theory. The bigger concern, Skyler's ready to go. The bigger concern for Klieman is that secondary. I mean, they had trouble stopping Jonathan Adams, who had 8 catches for 98 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, absolutely. They're moving some stuff around, tinkering with that defensive backfield.
Oh, yeah. We're moving guys all the time, and that's what we did last week. You know, from trying true freshmen to moving safeties to corners, corners to safeties, wide receivers to defensive back, and everything. But we also need to prepare for kids being able to learn and play multiple positions, because you just don't know what could happen to you on a Wednesday or a Friday if a test doesn't go your way, that you at least have some familiarity with a number of players playing different spots.
This could be brutal. If they had trouble against Adams, what are they going to do against Charleston Rambo, Marvin Mims, Theo Howard?
Rattler play action. First snap of this drive, looks deep. Wings it for Mims down the middle. He's got it! 10-5! Touchdown! Wow! A 60-yard strike. Rattler's got it. Straight drop. Has a pocket. Looks middle. Throws deep down the middle. Rambo's wide open! 10-5! Touchdown! Ball out, Charlie! 53 yards. Rattler to Rambo. Third and 10 from the 15. Rattler crossing pattern, caught, turning it up. Weiss, he'll dance into the end zone. Touchdown. It's Rambo. Charleston Rambo, a touchdown. That looked familiar.
Toby Rowland on those calls, making those throws. Spencer Rattler, who makes it look effortless. And now, listen, he was going up against Missouri State, but he's got the talent. Will we see him run a little bit more? It'll be a very interesting matchup. I think if K-State doesn't have their secondary issues worked out, we'll just see Rattler sit back there and just pick them apart. Oklahoma hosting K-State, 11 a.m. You'll see that game on Fox. All right, we're just getting rolling. More games to preview and much, much more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suiter blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suiter blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights, starting at 5 Eastern, 4 Central. Check it out on channel 375. All right, we are continuing our game previews as we get ready for the first week of conference play. And the second game on the schedule, a 12:30 kick, Iowa State at TCU. The Iowa State Athletic Department reported no positive COVID-19 tests this past week. And their head coach, Matt Campbell, admits that there's always some anxiety when it comes to testing. And then, of course, Friday's test is going to determine if TCU will actually get to play a football game. Here's more from Matt Campbell.
And the reality of it is totally can change the dynamic of your team and, you know, in a short amount of time. And so I think, again, the ability to adapt, the ability to be able to adapt, obviously, in this new landscape that we're in is critical to your success.
Now, unlike Dana Holgorsen, who can just take a bus, Campbell and the Cyclones have a different type of plane trip to Texas than in years past.
There's certainly a reduction in the amount of people that are going on the trip. So, you know, you're able to sit guys every other seat, which is certainly a positive. And we'll wear our mask on the plane, just kind of like we've done in terms of our meeting rooms and really all the other unique ways that we've done to try to mitigate, you know, either the spread of this or, you know, keeping our guys healthy.
All right, let's talk about that ugly mess they had in the first game of the season. They opened up with a 31-14 loss at home to Louisiana. Campbell says he expects to see a major improvement on Saturday.
We got to be better. I think that hopefully our continued growth, and especially offensively, when you look at the amount of new people playing from a year ago, I think is something that we're all excited about, the growth opportunities that are available to that side of the football.
Campbell says tight end Charlie Kohler, offensive lineman Trevor Downing, they may play on Saturday. Charlie missed the Louisiana game with an injury, and then Downing suffered a sprained ankle in that opener.
There's a really good expectation that they're both going to make the trip. I think Charlie has certainly made great progress, and I think Trevor's made a lot of good progress as well. And so, you know, we'll kind of evaluate those two guys.
All right, that would be great pickups for them. Over on the TCU side of things, the voice of the Horned Frogs, Brian Estridge, provides an update on quarterback Max Duggan and who starts and what's the word on Matthew Downing. What are his strengths?
Well, we did find out, Bill, that Max Duggan has been practicing. He has been cleared. Obviously, Gary Patterson announced that on the Big 12 media call. Well, but Matthew Downing is still getting the number one reps. Stephen Brown is getting a lot of action, junior college transfer from Independence. So I think you may see all three of them against Iowa State. If you're asking me, I would say Matthew Downing starts, but I don't know. I don't know that for sure. I tell you what, if you think about his strengths, Matthew Downing's biggest thing is he's a competitor. He's gonna fight you to the end. He may not be the most gifted, but he's actually been throwing the ball pretty well. And he's going to give you everything that he has. He hates to lose, and so he's going to outwork you. And so I think that's one of the things I see in him, his leadership ability. Now, he's not as blessed athletically as Max Duggan. And if Max Duggan is available and he's at 100%, you know, so, yeah, I mean, that's where those coaches get paid the big bucks, right? And I'm sure, yeah, are there concerns if he were to get out there? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that's, you know, why you got to be a little hesitant with Max Duggan. But remember now, Matthew Downing missed some days as well due to contact tracing, and so he wasn't out there. So got a lot at play here, a lot at stake. Yeah, obviously the first game, so we'll see how they handle this quarterback situation.
All right, so after watching Iowa State struggle and then given the quarterback uncertainty for the Horned Frogs, how much of this game falls on the shoulders of the defense, and what should we watch for?
Oh, I think anytime TCU and Iowa State play defense plays a role in it. I don't think there's any question about that. Anytime TCU plays, it's, you know, defense first. That's Gary Patterson's bread and butter, obviously. And this is going to be a pretty good defense. They're fast on the back end. They're as deep as they've been in the back seven. Coach told us this week they're seven deep at defensive tackle, which was a concern coming in. They've got some guys that have emerged at defensive end. They think they're going to have some legitimate pass rushers. So I think he's genuinely excited about this defense. But, no, I think it'll come into play. And, you know, I think much like in that Louisiana game for Iowa State, I think TCU's speed will be a bit of trouble for him, to say the least.
All right, so one of the excuses that I made for Iowa State, K-State, was that, you know, they were playing teams that had a game under their belt, and so now the roles kind of switch. Iowa State has that game under their belt, first one for TCU. How much of a concern is that for Coach Patterson?
Oh, I think anytime you play a first game, there's some concern. I think he likes the sense of urgency by having a conference game early like this as the opener. I think, you know, you want to play somebody else. Would it have been better to have a non-conference foe under your belt? Maybe. But I think he's, you know, I think he's ready to see his team in action. And I think, you know, you're playing a crafty team like Iowa State. They're, you know, some of the best at scouting and knowing your signals and all that kind of thing. So you got to be on your A game. And he knows that they're going to be upset after that game one game that Matthew Campbell will get them going. So I think that he's anxious to see what he's got, but also anxious to get him out on the field, let him play somebody else.
All right, that game will be on FS1, Iowa State at TCU, a 12:30 kickoff. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits, blazers, and more, representing your college favorite team, whatever your passion. Design and choose your own suit, fabric, color, logo lining, customize your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more. You can go to revealsuits.com, perfect for business professionals, weddings, maybe even just a night out on the town. Everything can be customized for you. Where passion meets fashion, that's revealsuits.com. All right, we're going to talk about West Virginia at Oklahoma State, Texas at Texas Tech. That's coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Did you know that you can listen to this show as a podcast? Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. It's on their website as well. Download it, search Big 12 This Week, and subscribe. All right, we're continuing our look at the upcoming games. First week of conference play in the Big 12. West Virginia is at number 15, Oklahoma State. And the Cowboys will wear special throwback uniforms against West Virginia. They're recognizing one of the program's all-time greats, Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas, as the first inductee into the Oklahoma State Football Ring of Honor. Thomas's name and number 34 will be unveiled atop the west end zone of Boone Pickens Stadium at halftime. His final game, this I thought was kind of cool. The reason why they're doing these retro uniforms, his final game was against West Virginia in the 1987 Sun Bowl. So very fitting, very fitting. All right, as far as West Virginia goes, they had a great first week, but they didn't have much of an opponent. But there's some question marks and things that's going on. All right, Spencer Sanders, is he going to play? How effective can he be? Is there going to be someone else? So I was talking with Tony Caridi, the voice of West Virginia. And how do you think West Virginia's defense can exploit an inexperienced quarterback or a hobbled Sanders while trying to keep the focus on Chuba Hubbard and that run game?
That's a good question, because a big question still surrounds this West Virginia defense. To go back a little bit, WVU had a change of the guard at defense in the offseason. Vic Koning and the university separated after he made controversial remarks regarding a player. As a result, West Virginia now has a defensive coordinator by committee, kind of, sort of. Jordan Leslie handles the front half of the defense, and Jamil Adai handles the back half of the defense. So this will be really the first true test for this team. They did open against Eastern Kentucky, but were never challenged. As far as what do you do if Spencer Sanders plays or if he does not play, West Virginia does pride itself on its defensive front. They feel that is where the strongest portion of this defense is. They've got a lot of bodies to roll in there, the Stills brothers, Darius and Dante Stills. And so I think that it's a key to the game. There's no question about that. Keep this in mind. This could be, potentially, the second year that Sanders does not play against West Virginia. He was injured last season, did not play in Morgantown, but the Cowboys, in a tight one, were still able to prevail.
Ah, yeah, good point. Didn't even think about that. All right, so listen, the offense, they scored more points in that first game than they did the first two-plus games last year. So, obviously, a much stiffer defense from Oklahoma State. But I asked Tony what he liked from the Mountaineer offense in that first week.
One of the takeaways from the first game for West Virginia was its ability to run the ball. Now, this is not trying to make something bigger than it actually was, but West Virginia's run game a year ago was the worst in school history. The Mountaineers did not run for a total of 1,000 yards. That's not by one player. That's the combined rush output. They ran for less than 3 yards per carry. So they came out of their opening game with 329 rush yards. That was key. Letty Brown and Alex Sinkfield, two running backs that will be in action on Saturday, each ran for 123 yards. So that is certainly something that is significant. Can't West Virginia do that against a quality defense, this will be an ultimate test and will really be a great indicator as to where West Virginia's run game will be for the rest of this Big 12 conference season.
All right. That will be an interesting one to watch. From Stillwater, West Virginia at Oklahoma State, 2:30 on ABC. All right, when we come back, we have our Tickets for Less Can't Miss Game of the Week, Texas at Texas Tech. That'll be starting as the same time. That one will be on Fox, 2:30 on Saturday. We'll get into it. Let's take a quick break, come back. Oh, you know what? Actually, what I want to do, let me do this too, because I forgot, and I think in order to honor Gale Sayers, I think this would be the way to do it. Normally, I play our music, and we kind of keep it, up-tempo and all that. But Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference, and we have our Making It Look Natural segment. It's pretty hard when you're a running back in the 60s. It's pretty hard to dig up some, on short notice, dig up some highlights. But Gale Sayers had a 99-yard touchdown run against Nebraska, and that was highlighted. They did a great job, KU football, off their Twitter feed and on their website of honoring Gale Sayers. And here's just a sample with some of their music that they had behind it.
There goes the Sayers. He cut him a goal line. Gets away at the 5. The 10 is still racing. They go all the way. The 30, 35, 40. He's all the way.
So that's it. I mean, we're real quick little brief there. But I think it would be great to honor Gale Sayers, making it look natural. Absolutely. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, Aloha Beach's Cantalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right. So we've got the Texas and Texas Tech preview coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. It's time for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. A 2:30 kickoff coming up on Saturday on Fox, Texas at Texas Tech. And let's get some hot takes here from Sam Ellinger, who very critical of himself, even though he had a great he set some records and then others he was close to and they pulled him out in his first game of the season against UTEP.
Yeah, I felt like I was kind of aiming the ball a little bit. I wasn't letting it rip. Like, I know I can missed a few throws. You know, obviously I'm striving to play a perfect game and it's always going to be that way. If I ever achieve that, I don't know. But, you know, I'm trying to be as good as possible. And in order to do that, that takes correcting every single and critiquing every play. So I think just letting it rip and just throwing the ball and ripping it and not trying to aim it and be perfect.
All right. He talks about his new relationship with offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich.
Yeah, I would say our relationship is extremely professional. He has done a great job of coming in and implementing a powerful, fast-tempo offense that's extremely lethal. But at the same time, he's done a great job of not only coaching the offense, but coaching me and having me prepared to the best of his ability. And I really appreciate him for that. We still do that. We're constantly going over the game plan and kind of the calls that he's anticipating calling on game day. And the same thing, if I don't feel comfortable with the play, he won't call it. And we go over that for the week after we get reps and reps and reps. And he's very good at being conscious of the plays that I feel comfortable with. And we have a relationship where we work together. And I think I think that he has trust in me that I have a good amount of experience under my belt. And I feel comfortable with what will be successful. And then obviously I trust him with everything that he's calling as well.
All right. I don't know if you heard that or not. That was not me clanking on a keyboard. I just want that noted. I was not on my notepad or anything like that. What is it with these newspaper guys? Typing up, banging around like crazy. All right, I got sidetracked there. Anyway, head coach Matt Wells of Texas Tech, he talks about trying to defend Sam Ellinger.
Well, he's got multiple attributes that makes him so tough to defend. Number one, he's got speed. He's elusive. I've seen him finish off runs. When he runs the ball, he'll pull it down and run over guys. Doesn't always slide in the open. Very accurate with the ball. Does a great job in the RPO game and in the play action game. He's got two big wideouts that he can throw to. And, you know, I think they've got some really good tight ends. Always talented at running back. But, you know, the other thing that Sam has is he's got experience.
That is huge. Absolutely. Now, but here's the thing, though. He's still trying to learn with Yursich. And, you know, maybe that was some of that, you know, he kept talking about, I got to let it rip. And that might be just trying to understand what Yursich wants him to do. So we'll see how that kind of unfolds throughout the season. And obviously in this game, 2:30 on Saturday afternoon on Fox, Texas at Texas Tech. That is our Big 12 can't miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. More coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, that'll wrap things up here on Big 12 This Week. Boy, listen, hoping that we can get these games in. We've got five of them scheduled. Let's hope it happens. Thanks for listening. Be safe. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.